What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Full Press Blackhawks. I am your host, Brandon Fryer. We got a lot to get into, but the biggest news of all is he's back. Yes, he's back. Connor Bedard back playing. It was announced, already reported, probably like in the morning time, just before the game against the Pittsburgh Penguins, which we'll go over too as well, but that Connor Bedard was expected to play that night, and he came out and he played. And we're going to break down his performance. We're going to break down this game. And we're also going to look ahead at their upcoming weekend matchup as well against the Ottawa Senators. Now, let's not waste any time. Let's jump right into it. Their first game with Connor Bedard being back. They lose this game 4-1, but you know how we're going to do it. We're going to break it down, give you the stats, and give you the scoring. I mean, I call this the Sidney Crosby game. First goal scored in the first period by Sidney Crosby. That really helped out. Then Reilly Smith scored to make it 2-0. So now they're up 2-0 as the first period end. But then a goal scored to cut that lead in half by the Blackhawks, Philip Kurashev, assisted by Connor Bedard and Nick Foligno. So now it's 2-1, but that didn't stop Sidney Crosby again. And going into the third period, he scores again and puts them up 3-1. And then Brian Rust really just puts the game out of reach. It was pretty much an empty netter in that one. It was over 4-1 in that one. Now, as we look at the stats in this game, you had shots on goal 28. They outshot them, the Pittsburgh Penguins, pretty much by one goal. 28 for the Blackhawks, 27 for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Faceoff percentage, 36.2% for the Blackhawks, 63.8% for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Power play chances, the Penguins had one. They didn't score at all. The Blackhawks had two, didn't score at all, so 0% for each of them. Penalty minutes, 2 for the Blackhawks, 4 for the Pittsburgh Penguins. 8 hits for the Penguins, 14 hits for the Blackhawks. 12 blocks for the Blackhawks, 8 blocks for the Pittsburgh Penguins. And save percentage, 0.964% for the Pittsburgh Penguins and 0.852 for the Chicago Blackhawks. Now, in this one was Serdar Bloom. He was in the net during this one. I feel like he had a tough time overall in this game. Now, just to give you some stats, when it came to Connor Bedard, he did have an assist. His plus minus, he was negative 2. He had 4 shots on the goal. He had 2 hits, 1 block. He played just a little bit over 21 minutes on the ice. I felt like it's still the same with Connor Bedard, honestly. I mean, they couldn't get any points generated. I mean, their defense, I mean, Sidney Crosby was looking like vintage Sidney Crosby. I mean, they couldn't really stop him overall, and it just showed. This was the Sidney Crosby game. But the fact that Connor Bedard did come back and get an assist, that did help out overall. Now, it was definitely a surprise in this game to see Connor Bedard play. I would say that because the fact that, you know, he came in, made an early return. He missed, you know, 14 games pretty much with a fractured jaw. He was out pretty much, what, a month and a half during that time. He wasn't really expected to play. We thought he was going to come back next week. I thought he would have had this whole weekend off, but he's now back. So I guess his doctor visit that he last made, he got the clearance and he could take contact. So, hey, look, my thing is take as much time as you want. I didn't care if he came back, you know, to this week or that game or next week. Like, it was fine with me. I just wanted him to be fully healthy. I mean, it definitely is more entertaining when he plays, but it was good to see him go through it. He went through some contact drills, they said, that morning, and then he was ready for action. So I would say this. In the first period, I'm not going to lie, he looked very rusty. I mean, you could tell it's been a minute since he was on ice. Like, to really get into game action, practice speed is a little bit different from game speed. And you could tell, like, he kind of, like, was kind of lacking on defense, I'm not going to lie, especially with those first two goals. So I could tell he just looked rusty. But then, I mean, by the second period, that's why he's so special. You can already tell he was the best player on the Blackhawks. I mean, just the way he was moving, he settled down. Like, he recorded a beautiful assist to Philip Kurashev. I mean, to me, Philip Kurashev's the star of the game. Connor Bedard was the star in the game. And I'll be honest with you, I'll probably give it to Nick Foligno as well, just because he helped out an assist. So those are my 3 stars right there overall. But, I mean, it's easily to tell that Connor Bedard is the best player on this team. I think he did good overall. All right, now we're going to get into the nit and gritty of it all in this one. And that is pretty much just the whole breakdown. Like I told you, Serdar Bloom, I mean, it was just a tough first period for him, and I also think it was just tough for him overall. I mean, he couldn't really stop anything. He didn't look sharp out there. I know the defense is always like that, but there were some key ones where he could have made some good saves, and it just didn't happen at all. Now, look, the fact that Sidney Crosby, you know, the last time he played at the United Center, he had a four-point outing, and, I mean, he was looking like, man, when is he going to age? And he looked the same. Maybe he just plays really well against the Blackhawks because, I mean, he scored twice. I mean, one was like 15 seconds into the contest. Like, and then he scored again in the third period. I mean, he's right now on pace for 48 goals, okay? And he's 36 years old. So that just shows that he's approaching like almost close to his highest that he had since the 09 I think the 09, 2020, 10 season. So it just shows that he's having a good season overall. I mean, I'll say this. It was just tough overall. You know, they killed off their only penalty of the game. Right now, they're 4-for-46 right now on kill for percentage at 89.1. It ranks first overall in that span. So that's the, I guess, bright spot if you want to look at it. I mean, look, we beat them last time, but this is the first time that the Penguins won in Chicago since 09, we pretty much had their number, it looked like, overall. But, I mean, when you got Sidney Crosby playing like that, it's just tough to beat right now. And it's crazy, too, because the Penguins right now are, like, out of a wild card position. So, like, this was a game they could have won. Now, I think one of the things that really stood out in this game was the fact that you had Lucas Reichel in this game, another healthy scratch. I think that's now, like, the fourth time, okay? And you could tell, like, the confidence is just it's just not there. And then you even had Luke Richardson speak on it again when it came to Lucas Reichel. And he said this, "We realize when players are down on themselves, we don't want to pile on. But it's the NHL. We have to somehow push them to get over that. And a lot of it's internally with the player. We can only do so much and show them so much from video corrections or good stuff to try to get them feeling good about their game." He's pretty much saying, look, we're doing everything we can, and it's just not the work he's putting in. Not saying he's not putting the work in, but it's not manifesting to the wins. And that's the thing that's hurting him overall. And you could definitely tell this was just a tough loss overall. This is one that they could have won. You know, this is a team you could have beat, and you just let that slip. So it kind of hurt them overall. All right, I'm going to get to the next segment here, and that one is their upcoming matchup against the Ottawa Senators. Now, this is going to be tough. I just feel this is going to be a tough one. This is a team they actually could beat, but I just don't know. Like, Ottawa just has their number sometimes. They're going to be at the United Center. That game is on Saturday. During that one, look, we're on now an 8-game losing streak. They just lost their one, but they've been 6-2-2 in their last 10 games, while we've been 1-8-1 in our last 10 games. So it's definitely different. This team is a top 10 scoring team overall, even with their struggles right now. I mean, they're averaging 3.4 goals a game. They're currently ranked 8th overall, while we're dead last at 2.1. I mean, the thing with them that struggles is they are really bad on defense. So that might help out the Blackhawks with their scoring issues, because this team gives up the second most points overall in the NHL. That's their Achilles heel, allowing 3.5 goals a game while we give up 3.3 and we're 28th. So that's something that can help us out. Penalty kill percentage, we're 23rd. They're 31st at 74.1. Also, save percentage, they're dead last in that category at 0.873 while we're at 0.886 at 28th. And then faceoff percentage, they're more in the middle of the pack at 50.6, and we're pretty much last in that one at, you know, 45.6. We're last in a lot of categories, but you could tell their goaltending is a trouble, and they give up a lot of goals. So if you don't score, to me, like a minimum of like 3 goals in this game, you should lose this game. This is a game that you can win. If you come in there, go with the right thing, I feel like you need to attack early. Once you attack early, I feel like you knock their confidence down. And if I actually feel it, not only should you score early in the first one, you should get the first 2 goals early. And I feel like that would really put them out. Even with their confidence maybe rise and they'll score a goal or two, you got to do better. I feel like Petr Mrazek should be in goal. That should help out. And this should be a win that they should get. This, to me, is the one where I feel like this is where it snaps the losing streak. You lose against this one. I mean, you got some games you could win. But it's going to be tough because then you got like Carolina. Philadelphia is a team that's playing pretty good. Then you got Winnipeg. Detroit is going to be tough. Colorado, they like you probably won't get your next win. If you don't win this one, to me, you may not get your next win to next month. So this is the one that you need to win. But when we get back, we're going to break down this game and any else things that happened during the weekend. I want to thank you guys for listening to Full Press Blackhawks. I'm Brandon Fryer. I'll talk to you guys next time. Peace.